but I can ride.
At a Justice Department commemoration of Black History Month, Eric Holder, the nation's first African-American attorney general, had some strong words about the state of race relations in the United States.
Though this nation has proudly thought of itself as an ethnic melting pot, in things racial, we have always been, and we, I believe, continue to be, in too many ways, essentially a nation of cowards. Though race-related issues continue to occupy a significant portion of our political discussion, and though there remain many unresolved racial issues in this nation, we, average Americans, simply do not talk enough with each other about things racial.
Holder said that while Americans have largely integrated the workplace during the week, blacks and whites still tend to segregate themselves on weekends. The attorney general said it was time for straight talk about an issue that has vexed the country since the earliest days of the republic.
If we are to make progress in this area, we must feel comfortable enough with one another and tolerant enough of each other to have frank conversations about the racial matters that continue to divide us. But we must do more, and we in this room bear a special responsibility.
Holder's comments have reignited a debate over the state of race relations in the United States and prompted a variety of reactions in a random sampling of tourists and government workers near the U.S. Capitol building.
I think that's, you know, it rests on everybody's shoulders to improve where we are. You know, white, black, Latino, green, blue.
I think we fought a civil war over race. It was a lot of brave people died to end slavery, and we've been civil rights movement. There are people of many different races and ethnic backgrounds and everything that participated in the civil rights movement, and I think we've come a long way.
I agree partially with what he says, you know, too, but I also realize that there are other Americans become more diverse, you know, too, and there are a lot of other people's cultures out here we have to respect and have to deal with, you know, too.
Holder's speech came just weeks after a new chapter was opened in race relations in the United States with the inauguration of Barack Obama as the nation's first African-American president.
This is the meaning of our liberty and our creed, why men and women and children of every race and every faith can join in celebration across this magnificent mall, and why a man whose father less than 60 years ago might not have been served at a local restaurant can now stand before you to take a most sacred oath.
Attorney General Holder said the celebration of Black History Month should serve as an occasion for dialogue, tolerance, and understanding on the issue of race relations.
This will be at first a process that is both awkward and painful, but the rewards are, I believe, potentially great. The alternative is to allow to continue the polite, restrained mixing that now passes as meaningful interaction, but that in reality accomplishes very little.
Holder said that no understanding of America is complete without an examination of the history of Africans in the United States. To get to the heart of the country, Holder said, you have to examine its racial soul. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.